If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We were had a surprise visit in the second hour by Matt
Eric
Rule.
Carmen.
Matt Rule sat down for about 15 minutes. That was great. Now we're joined by Husker Alliance Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. Matt Rule's voice, very raspy from the camp sessions on Friday and Sunday. You were also there. What did you learn from the, what did you take away from this weekend in the camp, Sean?
Did he come in there to get some coffee and then stop in, or what,
yes,
what was the deal?
He got some coffee and sat down with us. Sat down for 15 minutes.
Sean, he sat down for 15 minutes.
That's all. Well, that's what makes Coach Rule unique. I mean, you've been around a lot of head coaches, sit around Nebraska. There's not a lot of guys that, you know, do things like that and, you know, want the fan. He understands the fans here are passionate. They want to know things. But yeah, back to last week. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was, you know, and I think this is the message everywhere in college football. June is just madness for these coaches,
mm-hmm.
because they're managing the workouts of their own team, the OTAs, the lifting. They have all these camps, and then the recruiting visitors are on the weekends. So there's maybe a small window to breathe, like on like Tuesday or Wednesday, but not much. And then they're getting ready to start back up again now with the recruiting stuff with camps on Friday and then obviously visitors all weekend again. But I would say last week, you know, they went Sunday camp with everything all the way until the next Sunday where they had a camp with all the visitor weekends and the 7-on-7, everything in between there. It was one of the busier weeks you're going to see in terms of all the things going on over there.
Sean Callahan joins us. Quick question before my main question. Did you know Matt Rule had three dogs?
I did not.
I did not. He has them with him downtown. His dogs with him downtown sometimes. I've never seen that. But he's got three dogs. He says he's a person. He's a person.
I do know, like, people have, like, somebody's like, yeah, it was like midnight. I saw Matt Rule outside in like an alley with his dogs taking him out to the bathroom. And imagine if you were just like somebody in Lincoln and all of a sudden you see Matt Rule in like the Haymarket area at midnight with dogs.
Big dogs. Yeah, it's very interesting.
I might throw you for a loop.
Okay, speaking of, I guess.
Jake doesn't have a dog.
I don't have, I got a shot at that one. I got a glare from Rule on that one.
Sean doesn't have one either.
Don't
so
dislike
you're,
dogs.
You're fine. Now, here's the thing, Sean. I'm going to ask you about a fellow columnist. Tom Chattel wrote something yesterday that really caught my eye. Well, I think he wrote it earlier in the week, but I read it yesterday. It caught my attention, and he just had an opinion on this settlement matter and the rev share money. And he said he had no information on this. He just thought that this could be a possibility. That, you know, Sean, you know that Nebraska, with that $20.5 million, 75% of it roughly will go to football, right? Right?
Right.
Okay. What Chattel's, he thinks what could happen is, in most of America, the next highest piece of the pie will go to men's basketball. At Nebraska, he thinks the next biggest piece will go to volleyball. Hmm. Could you see that happening at Nebraska, where they say, okay, we're gonna throw out 75% to football, roughly $15 million, but the next biggest chunk is not going to men's basketball; it's going to volleyball.
No, there's no way, guys. I mean,
really,
men's basketball has to get over $3 million. They're going to get 15%.
Okay,
you know, like this. I mean, I've heard Rick Neuheisel and other experts speak on this nationally, okay. And the 75% for football, 15% for men's basketball of the 20.5 is kind of the formula, and then 10% for the rest. Mm-hmm. Now it's a matter of what do you do with that 10%? And you know, for volleyball, if they let's just say if they were in the 500,000 to a million range, that would be the top of the market probably. There's not going to be very many schools nationally that do that. So there's no need. I mean, that would just be wild if you paid volleyball more than basketball, because you wouldn't need to, because the market of the NIL.
Okay.
Whatever Nebraska does, though, Troy Dannon has said this on the record when Danny Busboom was hired, that the volleyball program, whatever the standard is for top NIL, we're going to set it. And, you know, who is that competition for volleyball? It's probably Texas. I don't know if it's Wisconsin necessarily. I think they'll have NIL, but. You know, you'll see some teams like Wisconsin, obviously, in that discussion. Penn State, probably, in that discussion. But, yeah, I think Texas is probably the main competitor. But, again, how much of that 20.5 is Texas going to take away from football and basketball? But you have to go football and basketball. Basketball still is the second most revenue-bearing sport. PBA, last time I checked, is ranked, what, 10th to 15th in national attendance for men's basketball, which is pretty remarkable. But yeah, volleyball is going to be up there. I think the better question is how, you know, what will be the split between women's basketball and volleyball, mm-hmm. like in terms of their NIL. Like, that's probably the better discussion, because there probably aren't going to be very many schools that would give the volleyball more than women's basketball. But Nebraska would be obviously one of those places where it makes sense. And then what's left over for the rest? Like, what is baseball, wrestling? You know, do any of those sports get a piece of the 20.5, or are they going to have to be more of the true NIL?
Okay, Sean Callahan of On3, Husker On.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil, that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Online. Nebraska got a sizable commitment, literally and figuratively, from Rex Waterman, an offensive lineman from Arizona yesterday. Rex Waterman. Okay, now what's in the hopper? This takes the number to 5 for Nebraska's class of 2026. How quickly are we going to add guys now as June goes forward?
Yeah, you know, and really, you see what I'm saying? I have a hard time saying 5 because, Bonwell Whitty, I don't even know if he's really truly a commit.
Okay.
Like, he has to come to camp and prove it before he suffered a major knee injury.
Okay.
And so they're going to want to see him, and I don't know if he's going to be at camp this week or next week. So he's not on the official visitor list, so if that adds up. So it's really probably 4. Then obviously CJ Brownow is up in the air. But, yeah, Hayden Ainsworth, is the offensive lineman out of Mississippi. I'd say that looks really promising. Luke Sorensen, the tight end from the West Coast, he's definitely – I think in line for Nebraska to get a commit from the weekend.
Okay.
I mean, those are some of the big ones. Obviously, you mentioned Rex Waterman.
Uh-huh.
Cameron Wilson, who's currently committed to Syracuse, is an edge out of Miami. He's the other name from the weekend that we really feel strong about. So they've got a good group of guys that could be coming here in the boat, and they're all, and you know, there's going to be more. I think as the weekend kind of, you know, Ryan Merritt out of Miami, I really think he is somebody that they're in good position. I think it's more a matter of how many more visits now will Ryan Merritt take.
Okay. Can you add some context, Sean, to the news that Nelson Wheeler, the running back from Millard South via Grand Island High, committed yesterday to Illinois? You know, that's always, you know, Nebraska fans is going to raise their eyebrows. What is, please add some context.
Yeah, I mean, he's the 12th ranked prospect in the state on our On3 in-state rankings. Transferred from Grand Island, you know, had a very good year on an 0-9 team at Grand Island, then left and moved for opportunities to get more recognition. It's paid off big time for him. If he's still in Grand Island right now, it's really hard to say what kind of attention he'd be getting in recruiting, if any. So the move to Millard South for him has definitely got his name out there quickly. When healthy, he's a 10-6, 10-7 guy.
That's fast.
I shouldn't say when healthy. He didn't run track this spring, and I think that might have had to do with him transferring and the eligibility of that. You have to sit out some days. But he's one of the faster athletes in the state. But that said, Nebraska, they've got 2 or 3 guys coming in that are ahead of them, on their recruiting board right now. So they had him come to their camp and they live worked him out. They chose not to offer, and you know, Wisconsin had him on their list for a while, and all his visit to Wisconsin got taken off the board for whatever odd reason. So I think he's a good running back. I don't think he is necessarily your top of the board running back, if that makes sense. I think there's going to be other guys. You know, and for Nebraska, they've got one, Brian Bonner, that was just here this weekend, that they've been all in on. And that's been their focus. And they're only going to probably take one running back in this recruiting class. So it is important. And then Jamal Rule comes in this weekend out of North Carolina, their second, another running back. So they've got their board set, and that's what fans have to understand. They have a third running back coming in on the next weekend after. Desmond Walker. So they've got three backs that were scheduled to come in three consecutive weekends. So that is their board if you're trying to kind of break down the recruiting and who the guys are.
Join my Husker line, Sean Callahan. Sean, former Bama quarterback, current broadcaster Greg McElroy says Nebraska could be a fringe top 10 defense. Not right now, but they're on the fringe of it. But we've seen Ty Robinson tearing it up right now with the Eagles in the offseason. I'm curious, with all the questions on the defensive line, can you put Nebraska in that conversation right now like McElroy did?
I mean, that's a big – that'd be really, really good for John Butler if he could get that group to that level, because you're losing a lot of production. But, you know, what can you get out of what you've added and some of the guys? Like, I think Riley Van Poppel has a chance to be pretty good. And, you know, some of the other guys they're bringing in, and they brought in from the transfer portal – Williams Wineri, can they get him up to a high level? I mean, there's a lot there, but I love the back seven. I think they have good linebackers. I think they have a veteran secondary that's healthy now together. And I think a year ago, the secondary, because of the Tommy Hill injury and kind of how that messed with things, you know, they weren't quite as good at times. And now I think they know who they are, who their guys are. And I think that secondary is going to play a lot better than they did a year ago, because they should have some more pieces available, and they won't have to really kind of try to figure out the week-to-week thing that Tommy Hill battled last year, where he just wasn't himself for most of the season. So there's a lot to like about the defense, there's no doubt. And early on in the year, they're not going to probably see a ton of elite offenses. I mean, Michigan State and Michigan, yeah, good offense. I don't look at them as Ohio State
or Penn State. Hell no.
They're going to see some good matchups when you kind of look at them. I mean, Lincoln Riley, we know, is going to be a tough matchup for him.
Yes.
UCLA with Nico is going to be a tough matchup for him.
Yes.
But early in the year, they've got a good stretch to kind of develop with their identity.
Good point. Sean Callahan joins us from Husker Online. Sean, what's next? What's the next big camp over there on the calendar that people should be aware of?
Well, there's really three left. Friday Night Lights. And then the following week is the Thursday night throwdown. It's basically another version of Friday Night Lights. And then they're also going to, on that same Thursday, run the postgraduate camp.
Oh, okay.
And one thing I need to get clarification on with that is, if they took a player out of that camp as a 2025 roster addition, Would that player be protected as far as not having to count towards a future 105? Because my understanding is all the 2025 guys right now are protected because they signed letters of intent for different rules.
Huh.
Could they add some players? Because initially I was like, man, how are they going to be able to even add guys in these transfer portal camps when, you know, there's going to be roster limits? Well, you know, that's one thing we'll have to figure out, because they've gotten some good players from this camp, James Williams and Jalen Gramstad being the two most notable.
Sean, the good news on that topic is there really are no rules in college football right now, so they can probably do about whatever they want.
And it comes down to who shows up, and you never know who's going to show up to those camps. Like, Jalen Gramstad showed up last year unannounced.
And now what?
Player of the year.
And now he's their number two quarterback. Yeah, interesting.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Husker Line, Sean Callahan.
Sean does not have a dog either. So you and Sean don't have dogs.
So that's have interesting. You attacked him on that one though, or not?
Yeah. We're not attacking.
I'll tell you what's interesting on the breakup of the money.
Yes. The what do you think about that?
Well, here's a way to look at it also.
Okay.
Villanova, their money's all going to basketball. How does that change when you have that, so their money, they have a FCS football. So right. FCS football is going to get, they're going to get like that 10%. And they're probably going to take the $15 million or whatever it's going to be, is all going to basketball.
That's the whole Big East.
The whole Big East. So imagine.
So market advantage.
A huge advantage.
Right.
What are you going to do at UConn? They play Division I independent football.
I don't know. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Yeah. And then they play football.
Yep.
But you think, do you really think that football for UConn is going to get the 75%?
No
chance.
No, that's what Chattel also raised in his column, which was very interesting. There's not just UConn. There's other schools that might go 10 million football, 10 million basketball. So those basketball programs have a huge advantage over Nebraska, right?
It won't be all the same.
Absolutely.
Imagine sitting there going like, okay, if I'm the Purdue head coach, I'm like, basketball, really? That's what we're doing? We're doing 15?
To football?
To football? That's what we're doing?
Matt Painter's they probably won't do that, right?
So it's just interesting conversation.
What do you do at Purdue, Bill, if you're the AD? What do you do?
That's tough.
It'd be hard decisions. But the other thing, too, is that between if you listen to all of the commissioners, they say one thing, lean in on football. Everybody, lean in on football.
Why is that?
That's where the money's at. That's still where the money's at. Don't let it fool
so
you.
So if you're the Purdue AD, I wonder what you do there.
So you're there, and then all of a sudden
you're going to be the number one team in the country, maybe in basketball.
Yeah, they've been to the finals. They've been in the final four. They've been close to a national championship.
So do you give Purdue? Do you give Purdue football 75%?
Can Purdue win a national championship in basketball?
Yes
or no?
Yes,
absolutely.
Can they win one in football?
I don't think
so. It'd take a miracle. I mean, you're talking like triple miracle. This is.
I hate doing that, but I think you're right.
But it's true.
Right.
It really is. It's like, okay, that is true.
Yeah.
You know, then you have things. St. John's basketball.
They can win it all.
They can win it all, and they're getting all the money.
Yep.
They're getting all the money.
See, this is
where the Big East wins. East is way up.
You talk
on this.
About how someone can get someone being like Fred in a pickle. All of this a sudden, you want to beat, okay, hey, listen, play Seton Hall. And make sure you're better than them.
Nope.
But Seton Hall gets
all the money.
They can spend all their money. They have to spend the money now.
This is where
that is tough.
This is where
article for Sunday.
Right. This is where in my evaluation. This is where in my evaluation of Fred, I have to calm down. Fred's at a marked disadvantage. He is. Against teams in his own conference, like Purdue.
What's Indiana do?
Same.
They're a basketball school.
I think they are.
But
they just, went
to the playoffs in football.
What do you do?
So all of a sudden, imagine that conversation too, and you find out if you're Purdue going like, or Indiana basketball, going, hey, we want to be really good, right? Well, Purdue's putting all their money into basketball, and we're not. But to the AD, you want me to beat Purdue, right? You want me to beat them every year, every time we play? Yeah.
Huge rivalry.
Beat them. Huge rivalry. You got to beat them hot. You want to go to a cool game? Go to a basketball game between Indiana and
Purdue. What's his name? The new coach at Indiana?
For basketball.
Google me?
Basketball.
Darren
DeVries. So Darren DeVries absolutely needs to go to his AD and say, I need to be on par with Purdue money-wise if you want me to beat him.
You want me to beat him?
How do it's only fair.
At least on par. Not maybe exact dollar for dollar, but on par. I mean, I'm in the conversation.
Wow, these are interesting conversations. Because it doesn't have to be 15.
No.
It doesn't have to be 75% to football.
No.
You can divide it up any way you want.
Right away, I'm thinking, too, the other way, it's like, okay, what's the first thing? How do you get around something? Well, on the NIL, you have to report anything below $600. You don't have to report.
Above 600, you do
at that. So, so you could sign somebody up for every day for $599 to do a post for you on something on social media, and then get $599. And you have to say a word. You have to say a word, and they say, "Okay, what's that add up to be?" After a while, it's like, "Oh yeah, we end up giving them."
An odd way to do it,
but you can do it.
Yeah,
no,
600 days not bad.
No, that's not bad.
But that's not going to add up fast enough.
That would add up to start doing the numbers.
Really?
It adds up pretty fast. Because that's only what you have. That you have to report that.
Right.
You can have a reported one
I got you.
So you have a reported one, then you have an unreported one. So think about that.
600 a day.
Also, they talked about today that this new clearinghouse / whatever, it's like you have to report all your stuff, they said, by today.
How does that work?
You got to report it like that. And there was a conversation where someone interviewed a bunch of players. Have you turned your stuff into the, what was it called?
NIL Go.
Have you turned it in? They're like going, they interviewed 10 people. They're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So they're going to be how about this new committee they put together to sheriff this whole thing?
The commission.
Imagine the college commission. Imagine that some guy from MLB. Not saying he's not worthy. Trying to put this together.
Oh.
Trying to put it together.
Oh, I mean, hopefully he's.
But the breakup of the money is just. And then also remember this: there's a lot of places that can't even spend the $20 million.
Right,
they don't have it.
It's really flawed.
And so it's, yeah, there's just so many different fun things with it. And Jake doesn't have a dog. And he thought that Eric Carmen.
I'm getting some famous defense in Eric Carmen. More famous than Estrada and the other ones you mentioned.
Estrada?
Yeah.
Hold on. Stop it. Give me names.
Eric Carmen is more famous than Eric Estrada?
That's not on this planet. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard in the history of the world.
Okay, maybe then the Haydn ones go that one. You said Eric Haydn?
Eric Haydn, the speed skater.
Someone says the late. He passed away last year, by the way. Respect for the dead, okay?
Yeah. I do have respect for
the dead. R.I.P. Late Eric Carmen was quite popular in his time, way more popular than Eric Haydn was.
I don't believe that. Eric Haydn
All was. By Myself, Hungry Eyes, and Make Me Lose Control with his songs.
Oh, Make Me Lose Control, a huge chart.
Huge hit. Yeah, I couldn't get enough of it.
You know All By Myself.
I couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah.
I think he helped. I think he was with Chicago on one of those songs.
Right, Jake.
Yeah, Jake. I want the name of who said Eric Estrada.
I'll give you that person when we come back.
We have a problem.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. Through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.